143. O thou who hast drawn nigh unto the Spirit of Christ in the kingdom of God. Verily the body is composed of physical elements, and every composite must needs be decomposed. The spirit, however, is a single essence, fine and delicate, incorporeal, everlasting, and of God. For this reason, whoso looketh for Christ in his physical body hath looked in vain, and will be shut out away from him as by a veil. But whoso yearneth to find him in the Spirit will grow from day to day in joy and desire and burning love, in closeness to him, and in beholding him clear and plain. In this new and wondrous day, it behoveth thee to seek after the Spirit of Christ. Verily, the heaven into which the Messiah rose up was not this unending sky, rather was his heaven the kingdom of his beneficent Lord. Even as he himself hath said, I came down from heaven, and again, the Son of Man is in heaven. Hence it is clear that his heaven is beyond all directional points. It encircleth all existence and is raised up for those who worship God. Beg and implore thy Lord to lift thee up into that heaven and give thee to eat of its food in this age of majesty and might. Know thou that the people, even unto this day, have failed to unravel the hidden secrets of the book. They imagine that Christ was excluded from his heaven in the days when he walked the earth, that he fell from the heights of his sublimity and afterwards mounted to those upper reaches of the sky, to the heaven which doth not exist at all, for it is but space. And they're waiting for him to come down from there again, riding upon a cloud. And they imagine that there are clouds in that infinite space, and that he will ride thereon, and by that means he will descend. Whereas the truth is that a cloud is but vapour that riseth out of the earth, and it doth not come down from heaven. Rather, the cloud referred to in the gospel is the human body, so called because the body is as a veil to man, which even as a cloud preventeth him from beholding the Sun of Truth that shineth from the horizon of Christ. I beg of God to open before thine eyes the gates of discoveries and perceptions, that thou mayst become informed of his mysteries in this most manifest of days. I am most eager to meet thee, but the times are not propitious. God willing, we shall let thee know of a better time when thou canst come rejoicing.